Subes daf gimel meralef shir yud gimel.
Midraisa lo avigita. Midraisa lo aviget. Mishum tunis mishum putzis shaynesh zish la ama in called the makadosh that rabbanu makadosh vafkinu rabbanon the kedushin minei kedushin minei. Amar the rabbina the ravash tenach kedush bekas bekedush bebiyam aikel ameimar shavu rabbanon lebilas lebilas znos. So that's the gemara. So we said yesterday a that the gemara doesn't talk about shtar. The haflah raises this aura. Aflah, it says, how does shtar get worked out over here? Now, Aflah assumes shtar's got to be worked out, because if it's not worked out, then Gemara should have said, Tainach, Kesef and Bia, shtar meikel ameimer. Gemara doesn't say that. Somehow, it must be shtar is worked out. Now, the Meiri Taka says, I don't know how shtar is worked out. The Meiri says, I don't know. There's a Rishon. Says, I'm not sure exactly how, if shtar, in other words, why is shtar not a problem called a Makadosh? So, the Maisa, there's two different Mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Kiryas Sefer, which is a Pirish, it's certain way kind of like a Pirish on the Rambam, kind of. Kiryas Sefer says that it's included in the Gemara's answer of Bia. Shavu Rabbanan Libilas, Libilas Nos. So that answer works for Bia and for Shtar. And the Ritva says that it was really included in the Gemara's original Teres. Tenas, Litinish, Bekaspa, Kaspa, and Shtar. So, according to the Ritva and according to Kiryas Sefer, it's somewhere in the Gemara. According to the Kiryas Sefer, it's in the end of the Gemara. When the Gemara answered, Shavi Rabbanan Bilas Bilas Nus, will say the same answer for Shtar. Mashiachin, according to the Ritva, when the Gemara originally said, Tenach Kiddush Bekaspa, and then Kaspa means Kesef and Shtar. So the Chayra one could say that that's Tali on the two answers we saw yesterday. We saw two primary Pshatim in the Gemara, the Ramban and the Ritva. When the Gemara first said Tenach the Kiddush Bekaspa, why did the Gemara think Kaspa was better? So the Ramban said the Gemara says that Kaspa is better because we know Hefker Bezin Hefker. So therefore, Bezin can muscle their way into the Kiddushin with Hefker Bezin Hefker. But by Bia they can't muscle their way in. So the Chayra by Shtar also they can't muscle their way in. Shtar is not working with Din of Kesef Bechlal. It's working with Din Shtar. So therefore, when the Gemara's Maskana was, Gemara said, Shavu Rabbanan Bilas Bilas Nus, which the Ramban understood, which is the Rabbanan aren't muscling their way in. You're inviting the Rabbanan in. You invite the Rabbanan in for Bia. You invite the Rabbanan in for Shtar also. So it's included in the Teretz. Bia and Shtar are the same. That how did it Al-Das Rabbanan? Because the Gemara now did a 180 and said you're invited in. That would be according to the Ramban. However, according to the Ritva, the Gemara always knew that the Chacham could do Shavu. But what was the Gemara's question according to the Ritva? Would the Rabbanon make Biasa Bias Nus? That was the Gemara's Tenach Kiddush Bekaspa. Kiddush Bebiya Ma'ika Lameima. Are they willing to make Biasa Bias Nus? Are they willing to do that? It's not could they, but would they? That's only a kasha on Bia. But on Shtar, if we knew the whole time that they could do Bia, they knew the whole time they could do Shtar also. So Shtar is included in Kesef. So the Ritva would be l'shitasa. The Ritva says the Gemara knew that you could be called a makadosh da'at rabbanan makadosh by kesef, by shtar, even by bia. We knew they could. We just thought, would they? Would they make bias or bias nus? Answers the Gemara: yes. Shavu rabbanan libilas or bilas nus. And then it's something that then shtar was there always in the ratio. Those are the two different pshatim that we could have l'choira. L'choira that would come out. The Aflah, however, wants to suggest as follows. Says the Aflah, even if you say that the reason why we're saying that called the Makash died to Rabbanah Makash is because of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, even like the way the Ramban thought in the Avamir, it's because of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, maybe they have also an entree to the Shtar also. Why? Because maybe what they'll do is they'll make the Shtar not yours. They'll be mafkir, the shtar. The same way they can make the kesef not yours, they'll make the shtar not yours.
It's always not yours, or it's not yours now?
It's not yours when you make the kedushin. And you can't be makadosh with a shtar, she'ein l'shaloi. That's what the Hafla wants to suggest. So therefore, they also can muscle their way into shtar. Now, that's not so simple. Yeah, but if he doesn't own it, assumes the Hafla. If you don't own it, even if it says your name on it, the shtar is not going to work. That's not so simple, says the Hafla, because he brings Yishalmi, that kosvar al isure hana, there's a mandama that says that a shtar works, even if you write it on isure hana. So why does a shtar work on isure hana? It seems like you don't have to have shavyas. Isure hana is worth Nothing. So therefore, who cares if it's not, I don't own the Shabbos, you're getting rid of my ownership, but still, Lemaisa, Kasvah Yisurin is good. Says the Hafla, maybe there's a difference between Isuri Hana and something that's totally not yours, or a Shtar Shel Hefker. Maybe Enochanami Kasvah Yisurin Hana works, but a Shtar Shel Hefker won't work. What would be the Nafkamina? The Chayra, the Hafla is saying the following thing. Something that's Asur Bahana, can you own something that's Asur Bahana?
Yes.
So it's not so simple. The Gemara says, "Shnei dvarim she'enai b'shusa shel adam, ba'asa kosav kilein b'shusa." What are they? Anyone know what they are?
Chometz.
Chometz on Pesach and bor b'shusa adam. Why is chometz on Pesach eno b'shusa shel adam?
Because
it's aser v'ana. Says Rashi, "Eno b'shusa shel adam, eno shaloi." Sounds like Rashi holds chometz is not yours. Why is chometz not yours? Because Asur Ba'ana. Rashi says Asur Ba'ana is not yours. So if you could be Makadish with a Shtar that's Asur Ba'ana, according to Rashi, what is that in essence saying? You can be Makadish with a Shtar that's not yours. But the Hafla is Pashtas learning the Gemara Kipshutai. The Gemara is Lashon is Shnei Devarim She'eino Birshusai Shel Adam. They might be yours, they're just not in your Rishus. Because what can you do with Chametz? What can you do with chametz? Nothing. It's aser ba'ana. If you can't do anything with it, it's eino b'shusa. It's not in your control. There's nothing you can do with it. The Hafla seems to learn that maybe something that's eino aser ba'ana is still yours. It's aser ba'ana. So it's eino b'shusa. Okay. Akoponim, these are the different pshatim we have in the Gemara. Which we mentioned yesterday. Mashen came by Shtar over here. The Hafla is saying that the Chacham want to make it not yours. If it's not yours, it can't be Makadosh and Isha with something that's not yours. If it's Aser Ba'ana, it's still yours, says the Hafla. But if the Chacham are Hefker, it's a Hefker, they're going to make it not yours, it can't be Makadosh and Isha. Which is not so simple.
Well, she says you can still be Makadosh with something that's not. You can still use it, even if it's Aser
Ba'ana. What?
Rashi says
Aser Ba'ana is Eina Shaloi.
It's not yours.
So therefore, you can't use it anyway for anything. It's aser ba'ana.
Right.
You for sure can't use it for anything. But if the Gemara in Shalom says you can be Makadosh and Isha with a shtar, that's aser ba'ana, according to Rashi, what is the Gemara therefore saying? You can be Makadosh with a shtar, which is
not yours.
So what can Bezdin do to your shtar now? They can make it not yours. Who cares? It doesn't make a difference. So that flaw is saying, no, Isuri Ana is not like Hefker. Isuri Ana is still yours. It's just Einoi Bir Shusai. It's not in your... You don't have control over it, but it's still yours. Therefore, you can Makadosh and Isha with it. That's that, Rabbi said. Akoponim, those are the two pshatim which we said yesterday, which is the Ritva and the Ramban, that the Gemara is going with a Tanai. It's a regular Tanai. The Ritva doesn't like the Lashon of Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, because you don't say a Lashon of Tanai. What should you say according to the Ritva? Almanas Sheyirtu Chachamim, like Almanas Sheyirtu Abba. That's what you should have said. Okay, it's good enough. Why is it good enough, says the Ritva? Because it's umdana, that's libo, belev, kolod, that's what he wants. According to Rashi, it seems like Rashi is saying something different here. Rashi seems to say that something's going on with the get. Rashi says that this is working ayidei get shechshiru chachamim. We asked the kashi yesterday, but does that mean there's no kol makadosh when there's no get? No, maybe there's two different types of kol makadosh. When the whole kedushin starts off faulty, the chacham just knock it off from the beginning. But when the kedushin was fine, they're only gonna be mafkia the kedushin al yidei get shechshiru chachamim is the lashon of Rashi. As a matter of fact, the Shita says that even this Isha is going to be, she's going to be passed to a Kohen, because she's geget. The problem is that the Gemara says that Rashi says that this going to Mafreya. It's going to Mafreya, Rashi says, that the Gerushin is Lemafreya, Oiker Lemafreya. Ata Oiker Kedushin Lemafreya. So what does that mean? What does that mean? It's get. Get means that she was married. So what's going on over here? So I'd like to suggest perhaps, Rabbi said a new pshat, which we had yesterday, which is as follows. when he mekadosh the isha, what is he saying? He says, I want to mekadosh her, want the chacham to be happy. So the Ritva is, that's just a stam, a tanai. A tanai that I want the chacham to be happy. Maybe Rashi's saying something else. Maybe Rashi's saying, listen, I want my kedushin to be a good kedushin, midyoraisa and midrabanan. Midyoraisa and midrabanan. If the Chachamim make this Kiddushin pasul midirabanan, then I want this Kiddushin to be pasul midiraisa. I want this Kiddushin to be Kiddas Moshe v'Yisrael. What does it mean, Kiddas? What does Kiddas mean? Like the law of Moshe v'Yisrael. That's not the way the Ritva learns. The Ritva learns it means Kiddas Moshe v'Yisrael. If the Chachamim want it, they don't want it. I'm saying that it means Kiddas Moshe v'Yisrael, like the law of Moshe, like the law of the Chachamim. So if the Chacham say, you've got to get midirabanan, so then I want this to be possible even midiraisa. How can I make a possible midiraisa? But it's only possible midirabanan. It's only get midirabanan. Must be I'm going to be oike the kedushin lemafreya. So midiraisa, the kedushin is oike lemafreya. Midirabanan, the kedushin is only possible from now. Well, let's say it the other way around. I got a kedushin over here. It's a great kedushin. Everything's fine. The chachamim say, well, guess what? Your kedushin now midirabanan. You're not married. Once the chachamim say that, I now oike lemafreya my kedushin midiraisa. Because I want that there shouldn't be a kedusha that's only good midiraisa, not good midirabanan. Kol de mekadesh adaita dirabanan mekadesh. What does that mean? It means kedas moshe v'yisrael. I want this kedusha to be that it should be good midiraisa and midirabanan. Once the chacham made a get, that's a get midirabanan. We're saying, okay, you midirabanan, you're not married. Okay, then I'm oike my kedusha in the mafreya.
So the gemara is not the.
What? Yeah.
Is that he's being
mafkir
from what the
Reish is? No, so the Rabbanon mafkir the Kedushim. Once the Rabbanon mafkir the Kedushim, the Rabbanon, so that's oike the Kedushim mid Reish.
What? What's really triggering is the
Reish. No, the Rabbanon triggers that there's going to be a Reish. So afkir Rabbanon mid Rabbanon to the Kedushim. So mid Rabbanon you're not married. So then mid Reish you're not married. That now sends you back to the Reish. So right now the truth is was he ever married?
No.
No. Was he divorced? Yes. That's strange. That's what's going to come out. Correct. Correct. So therefore, was he geget? He was geget. It has to work that way because the Reisa, the only way to stop this Kedushim with the Reisa is to make that it was the Mafreya. To stop the Kedushim with the Rabbanu, you could do the Kana Lahaba. So the Chacham are giving you a get. You got a get. And your get is what stopped your kedushin. True, your get now made that midiraisa you never married. So therefore, technically, I could say I was never married. I should be mutter to a kohen. Yeah, but you're a geget because the chachamim you only get midirabanan. So she's puzzle to a kohen midirabanan midiraisa. She's mutter to a kohen. Why is she mutter to a kohen midiraisa?
She's never married.
You're never married. Why is she puzzle to a kohen midirabanan? She's geget.
First of all, she was a nevelas baratzin.
That's Stamazo Kasha, what had you do with the fact that it's not really in the Velas because she was what? Yeah, just to a kind god, which is not much.
How they shabby on the girls on this
soul. What do you mean?
Because the girl was only Midrabana, Midrabana is just Mikhail Hambo, so how are the Rabbana shabby on the girls
on the soul? So, what was the Kasha? What was the Gemara's Kasha of Tenach the Kiddush, Bakash, Bakidish, Bibiyama Ikala Meymar? Gemara's kasha was l'chayra the way that the other rishonim are learning, which is zol zayin. You have a get over here, and we're going to do this. But are we chachamim? Do they want to make the bias nus? Are they willing to do that through their get midrabanan? It's going to come out that this bia is a bias nus. Are they willing to do that? They're willing to do that. Shavi rabanan the bias nus. That was the whole discussion.
Could they?
It's not shav could they. Shav would they?
Why? But they don't have the kerf. The kerf's only coming midiraisa because midiraisa it's lemafreya.
Right. But the chacham are triggering the diraisa, correct?
Yes.
By saying this is a get midirabanan, they're making this that there's going to be a biasnus. Are they going to make a get midirabanan and make this a biasnus? Yeah. Are they going to do that? That's the way that the chayra, the way that Rashi's learning. Rashi's saying there's a get here, but at the same time it's oikar meikara. How does that work? It has to be oikar meikara. Because or else it's going to still be married midiraisa. The chur, that's the pshat lefi Rashi. Rashi brings here a boisai that says a different pshat. Rashi says, Shamati kol raboisai mefarshim. The kiddush bekasba, the kiddushay derabana ninhu. A whole different pshat. The Gemara's pshat is, that Amalei Ravino Ravashi, Tenach the kiddush bekasba. Kiddush Be'Kaspa. What's Tenach the Kiddush Be'Kaspa? Rashi brings from Rabbi Yisai. Tenach the Kiddush Be'Kaspa, which is the Kiddush, the Kiddushei Derabanan in who? It's Derabanan. And that's why the Chacham can say, call the Mekadesh, that's Derabanan Mekadesh. Because the whole Kiddush originally was only Derabanan. Kiddush Be'Bio Ma'ikal Ameimar. That's Deraisa. Says Rashi, V'i Efshar Loimar Kain. Chada de gzera shava hi kicha kicha mistei Ephraim. V'chala numan mistei gzera shava kama shakasa mefurashu. Rashi says, this is not Derabanan. It's mefurashu l'chol davar. V'oid idrabanan inu hechsoiklin al yado mevin chun lazara al shigigasan. Also, how could you kill him? Let's say she was married and now a man was mizana with her. You kill them. How do you kill them? They were never really married. It's only midrabanan. Don't kill someone for being over on a dirabanan. Umevim chulin lazara al shigigasan. If it was a shigig, they bring chulin. How do they do that? How could you bring a korban? It's not really a korban because she was never really married. So Rashi right now knocks off this pshat of Rabbi Yisai, and he says, "Ve'oid," and also Rashi soif soif. And in the end, when you got back to Bia, so what are we saying over there? Al korchach tzorach atel afarish kemoshe pirashdi shakadushin neikaron meikaron. V'lo l'kano lahaba. You must be saying that something happened meikara that you owe the kedushin. So once you're masking to me over there, it's meikara. So why don't you just say the same thing happened by Kesef? Says Rashi. There are those that have a different pshat. Umefarish loyim hashavi rabban lechol kedusha biya bilas znos tois gomeru uba lahatir eshes isha miskadeshes bebiya below get and a tamas evelo matzino zois betalmud. Actually, some people have a different pshat in the gemara over there. So we got to figure out what's going on with this Rabbi Yisrael. So we're going to go through right now. First of all, we got to realize this Rashi says shamati kol Rabbi Yisrael, right? Shamati kol Rabbi Yisrael mefarshim. These are not lightweights. We're not talking about, you know, people that like didn't know it's a Gemara Kicha Kicha, you know, it's like they didn't know something. We can't just like say, wow, this is weird and just like drop it. There's something very serious going on over here. What's Pshat Shamati Kol Rabbi Yisai? Rashi brings all the Mefarshim bring this Pshat. All the Mefarshim. They all knock it off. No one goes with this Pshat. I saw someone bring down Rabbeinu Crash Crash, which I didn't see. I don't know where it is. If you find it, I'd love to see it. But that says this Pshat. But this is a serious pshat over here. Rashi over here says, "V'yef shaloi merkein." Rashi in other mesecta says, "Chuvais kashais yes bedavar tois gadol hu biyadam tois gadol hu biyadam." Rashi originally says, "Tois gadol hu biyadam." Then Rashi was saying, "It's just an ista mefarish, ista amri." When it's an ista amri, Rashi just blasts them. Tois gadol. Rashi here says already, "Shamati kol raboisai." Already, Rashi is a little bit more respectful. Already, he says, "I don't understand how you could say this." Ef shalom. He doesn't say tois gadol, because a kitzer. What's going on over here? So lemaisa, there's a Rambam that says that kesef is derabanan. Halloy Davar. Rashi right away is, you know, he's banging on this pshat, but there's a Rambam. The Rambam right in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, the Rambam says, the Rambam in Hilchas Bey says, the kuchen elu mitzvahs asei shal toirehein. The echon mishlosh dvarim isha niknes, kesef oishtar ubiya. Biya vishtar min ha-toira, vya kesef mi divrei soifrim. Rashi says Kesef is midivrei soifrim. Says the arrived off in art. Amar Avram zesh shibush upirush mishumbash hitehu. This is a mistake and a wrong pshat messed up the Rambam, tripped up the Rambam. There's a wrong pshat that caused the Rambam to say this. Wrong pshat in what? Says the Ravid a little later on, wrong pshat in Ar Gemara. The Rambam's makar is Ar Gemara, says the Ravid. Ar Gemara says, Teinach the Kiddush Bekaspa. Why? Because it must be Kesef is Dirabanan. Says the Ravid, that's the wrong pshat. So the Rambam's pshat, the Ravid is saying, is Ar Gemara. The Rambam is learning the pshat in Ar Gemara like Rashi said, Kol Rabbi Sai. So what's going on? So this now already, we already have even a very reputable Rishon to put it on. It's according to the Ravid, it's the Rambam. The Rambam learned the Gemara this way. Tenach the Kiddush Pekas because it's midivrei soifrim Kiddush beimekel lemeimer. So what does the Rambam mean? What does it mean? It's midivrei soifrim. It's only Kiddush in the Rabbanon. We asked a few questions. Question number one was that is kicha kicha misteyefron. It's exer shava. Question number two: we give someone skila. We bring someone brings a carbon to the base of Mikdash. How could it be even derabbanon? So, I believe if you look in the Rambam carefully, the Rambam himself is like a steer one line to the other. The Rambam says, "Vilakuchin elu halacha beis. Vilakuchin elu mitzvas asay shel toiraheim. Ubeechad mishloisha." Dvarim Aisha Niknis. So these lekuchin that we spoke about is Shel Torah, the Echad Mishloisha Dvarim, Kesef Shtar Bia, and Bia's Midrabanan. Kesef is Midrabanan. But you just said it's Shel Torah.
Every Seifrim doesn't mean Midrabanan.
So says the Kesef Mishnah, then the Rambam writes the Reis Seifrim, the Rambam does not mean Midrabanan. Right, the mistake that's being made is not by the Rambam; it's by everyone who's misinterpreting the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't mean when he writes divrei soifrim that it's a mitzvah midrabanan. What does the Rambam mean then? What does he mean that it's midivrei soifrim? So the Kesef Mishnah on the side references the Rambam when he writes in Shoresh Sheni. Okay, the Rambam in Shoresh Sheni, the Shrashim are in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam like he sets up certain root ideas and principles, certain foundations. The Rambam in Shoresh Sheni says there are mitzvahs that are mefurish, there are mitzvahs that are black and white. Those mitzvahs are just reading the Chumash, and there they are. Those are mitzvahs that. That a person can see just from reading the text. And then there are things, says the Rambam, that a person has to somehow he has to extrapolate through different forms of exegesis that he can get out this law that is through that's something else, says the Rambam. That is called midivrei soifrim, says the Rambam. That is divrei soifrim. It's diraisa. Avad it's diraisa. But because the Torah didn't write it out for you explicitly, it's tier two. It's lower tier diraisa. Rambam talks about, is it considered chelik of the minyan ha-mitzvahs? The Rishash says that if you have two mitzvahs to do, one is mefurish in the Torah, and the other one we had to extrapolate, which one should you do first?
Extrapolation.
The one that is mefurish. Because that's tier one. That's tier one. That's the Torah is telling us, this is Ki'ilu takes precedent, the Torah is telling us. So, Memela says the Kesef Mishnah, this is what the Rambam means. Kesef Elu, the Rambam says it's Shel Toiraheim. Avad it's a Kesef Kesef Kedushin is a Lekuchin Midyaraisa. Aber it's Midivrei Soifrim. It's tier two.
If a Shtar is written by the
boy,
by get,
and then so the Rishonim asked that question. If you're telling me that Kesef is midrash seifrim, Shtar should also be midrash seifrim. Is there a difference between a Xeris Shava and a Hekish? Maybe a Hekish is more considered mefurish than a Xeris Shava, is you have to know all the different rules. I'll call upon him. Lefizeh, we're going to understand the Rambam as follows. Okay, hold on. So, fine. So we understand the Rambam. But what's Pshat in the Gemara now? Tenach the Kiddush Bekaspa. Because it's weak. Is it Diraisa? Is this Kiddushim in Diraisa?
Yeah.
Yes, but it's Diraisa. So somehow, there the Chachamim are able to do Hafkinu. Because it's tier two. What's the Pshat in that? Comes Rabbi Yoshua and he says the following thing. Maybe the Chachamim have the ability to adjust when they see, when they need a din that's not mefurish. We have a concept called Yesh Koyach Biyad Chachamim Lakar Dover Men HaTorah B'Shev Al Tasa. The Chachamim have the ability to say, even though the Torah said. Yes, we say no. An example. The Torah says, blow shofar on Shabbos. Do we blow shofar on Shabbos?
No.
No, why not? Chacham made a gzera. Torah says blush over on Shabbos. They say no. So the Chacham do have a certain amount of authority. Now, it's limited to their authority. B'shev al taseh, they're allowed to. Now, what does that mean, b'shev al taseh? I'd like to suggest as follows. When the Chachamim said, don't blow shofar, did they go directly against the Torah? I'll explain to you what I mean. The Torah says you have to blow shofar on Shabbos. The Chachamim say, shofar is mukta, you can't blow the shofar now. Did they take away, did they say something that is a direct stira to what the Torah said? No.
Depends what they
said. B'shev al taseh means, we said, you just be passive. So because it's not in the face of the Torah, the Chacham can do that. Comes along our Gemara and says, kicha kicha, kesef kiddushin. Is that mefurish in the Torah? Is that mefurish in the Torah? No. So if the Chachamim would come and be oiker kicha kicha, would that say that they're going against something that's mefurish in the Torah? No. So yesh koyach b'yad Chachamim, hefker bez, the Gemara says, adai Rabbanan kash, ve'afkinu Rabbanan lekedushin. The Rabbanan said, no more kedushin. Bang, they broke it. Lemafreya? No. Mikan ulahaba. And that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, this pshat is saying it. It's going mikan ulahaba. It's nekor mikan ulahaba. You know why? Chacham can do that. And the Torah says, we're married. I don't understand. The Torah says the only two ways of getting out of the marriage. The two ways are, get the Mises Abal. Chacham is saying, guess what? You're not married anymore because, being that this is not mefurish, we are going to go against this. Not mefurish. Not something that's mefurish. For example, kesef is not mefurish. So therefore, we're being oiker.
That's not what Rashi says. It says the kiddush because the kiddushay the rabbanan.
Yeah, we're
it's not saying that.
I understand. Rashi doesn't understand it. Rashi didn't understand that. That's why Rashi asks, how can you get skilo? Rashi's kashas, how you get skilo? Where answer is, of course it doesn't mean derabbanan. It means midirei seifrim. Rashi just made one word of a mistake. Midirei seifrim, midirabbanan. The Rambam clearly means that it's diraisa. The Rambam used the word divrei seifrim. Rashi jumped on that and said, you mean derabbanan? How can it be derabbanan? How can you give skilo? But it's kicha kicha. All these other questions and chulubazor, all that. We didn't mean midirabbanan. It just meant that it's midirei seifrim. It's tier 2 diraisa. What does it help to be tier 2 diraisa? Tier 2 midiraisa chum can be oiker. Akrinu rabbanan lekedusha mikanu lahaba. Rabbi said, this is pshat dachsuch in the Shita Mekubetzis. We saw yesterday Shita Mekubetzis. Wild. Shita Mekubetzis says it's mikanu lahaba. The whole din. We ask the question, it's Hasra Suffolk. Why? Because maybe later on there'll be Oiker the Kedushin and therefore you're never really married. No, no, says the Shita Mekubetzis. Kol Makayish, right there, Kol Makayish, only mikanu lahaba. He said, really? Is that really true? Who says it's mikanu? How does it work mikanu lahaba? There's only two ways to break a Kedushin, and that is get Mizabal. This is not a get kosher. How does this work? Says the Rambam Anu Pshat. Because Kesef Kedushin is only me divrei seifrim, tier 2 midyaraisa, Chachamim can come in and change the rules. They could change it.
Well, they can't say it doesn't work. They can't say it doesn't work. That's going. That's mama's. They could say. They say you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't.
They won't make the answer. So what? It's straight up in the Torah. They can't.
We'll get there. Hold on. We'll get there. Hold on a second. They can do it. It was a kedushin, but because it's not mefurish, anything that's not mefurish, the chachamim can already put their hands on. Is kesef kedushin mefurish in the Torah?
No.
Therefore, they can change that. They can say, "I know you think it's married. I know the Torah says it's married. Guess what? We say it's not." How could they do that? They could do it. Yesh koach be'al chachamim la'akar davar men ha-Torah va'akrinu va'afkinu rabbanan lekedushin mineh. They're oiker the kedushin the way that they're oiker davar men ha-Torah. Are you going to do a Sheva'al Taseh? What's the word of Sheva'al Taseh? They can only do something that's not going mefurish against the Torah. It can't be a flagrant...
Foul.
Yeah, not foul, but flagrant... defiance of the Torah. If it's not a flagrant defiance of the Torah, then the Chacham can do it. That's what they did over here.
Yesh Kech Lakar, though, is if we're going to do something, Chacham will say, don't do that thing. We were going to bring lulav to on Shabbos, and they said, "Don't bring the lulav on Shabbos, or so sit down in your house and don't." But over here, something happened 50 years ago. They're going to be ma'akar that thing that you did 50 years ago.
They're being like a kedushin right now. Right now, the same kedushin done.
How is it being oiker the mice that you did 50 years ago?
They're not. They're stopping something from what that might happen. We're afraid that now there's going to be a problem with Tuzas and Putzas. Goodbye, no problem with Putzas and Tuzas. Solution's done. Rabbi say, this is the pshat of Rabbi say. The shaila is, so how does the Gemara continue? The Gemara says, Tenach the Kiddush Bekaspa, I understand that, because it's the Rabbanon. Kiddush Bebiya Ma'ika LaMeimar. So Rashi says, what are you going to do over here? Elamai, you're going to tell me that somehow you're Oike Kedushin Meikara, the Mafreya. So then do that for Kesef. No, it's not what you're saying, says Rashi. I heard another pshat. On the Farish Lama Shavu Rabbanon, L'chom Akadshe Bebiya Bias, Nos Taz Gomeru. Someone is of the opinion that Bia doesn't work anymore. Let's say a man's Makadosh Bibia. Nowadays, Rav Mangir Amanda Makadosh Bibia. Okay. Are they married?
Yeah.
Midiraisa?
Yes.
They're sure married. What about Midirabanan?
No.
We've got a negative woman.
They're married. Are they married? Are they married Midir? Do they need a get?
Yes.
No. So the Rashi is bringing now a suggestion. They don't even need a get. Shavu Rabbanan lechol mekadshe bebiya bilas znus uba lahatir eshes ish amis kadeshes bebiya beloy get. How do you do that? So basically,
What? Why do they have to be of kinu? It never worked if it doesn't work there.
No.
It works. That's what they're doing. They're making that it doesn't work.
Not because
they did it.
Right. Not because of this case. That's the problem.
Always.
No kesef. No beer is ever going to work. The Gemara's discussion was like this. How did you break this kesef over here? Teich, the Kiddush Bekaski, you break this kesef? Because of Afkinu, Kiddush Bebiya, Ma'ikil Amem, you can't break this Bia. Says the Gemara, we're not breaking this Bia. We've already shut down entire Kiddush Bia. Kiddush Bia never works. Kiddush Bia never works. Now how do they do that? It's Kiddush Midiraisa. So Rabbi said, I want to suggest perhaps as follows. We said, Yesh koach be'alchom lakadov min ha-Torah. B'shev al ta'as ha-napakom ve'aseh. Why? Because we said that's a flagrant, defiance. Now, it's a flagrant defiance, perhaps, only if the Torah says it works, and you now come and say, I know the Torah says it works, and we're saying it doesn't. But what happens if we nip it in the bud? What happens if the Chachamim come and say, it never works? It's also not a flagrant defiance of the Torah because, as far as everyone's concerned, there's no Kiddush Bia. We're saying that Kiddush Bia never is get. If Kiddush Bia works everywhere else, this is a Diraisa Kiddush. I go, okay, that Diraisa Kiddush, shut it down. What do you mean, shut it down? It's Diraisa. We just shut it down. That's a flagrant defiance. But if you never let Bia on the playing field, so you're not. It's not a defiance of Bia of the Torah. I just never let it get out. It never came to light. I said there is no Kiddush Bia b'chlal. So therefore, they were oike kedush bia even before it even got onto the. It was bechlal no kedush bia. If there's such a thing as kedush kesef, and I want to break this kedush kesef, so you tell me kedush kesef works. Why does it not work? Oh, the chacham told us we don't have to do this. Wow, that's flagrant. The chacham are saying something that's diraisa. You don't have to do. So if it's only derabanan, so then it's only diraisa from the chacham can do it. What about by bia? Bia is diraisa. How do they tell you could like stop being married if you're mekudesh is midiraisa? The answer is they didn't say that. They said you were never married in the first place. So there was no flagrant defiance of the Torah because the Torah never got off the ground here. The Torah never said they're married because you stopped it before it came out. There you are, ignorant Meikara, from the beginning to say that there's no Kedushin here. No, they can't. Was this a B.S. Nuss, yes or no? Really? Tell me what it really was. It wasn't. So the Mekudeshes. If he does it, Al Das the Chachomim, and they always Al Das them, so then Meikar, that's Al Das. That's not the Rabbeisar. Rabbeisar, we're not doing anything Al Das the Chachomim. According to the Pshat of Rabbeisar, the Chachomim, we're not inviting them in at all. They're doing whatever they want to do. It's not because I have their intention. I'm thinking about them because I like them, because nothing. The Chachomim are just dismantling the Kedushin. So a Kedushin Kesef, they can dismantle. Why? Because it's only Divrei Soferim. What about Kedushin Bia? They can't dismantle that. So what do they do? Instead of dismantling it, they nipped it in the bud. It never ever became a Kedushin. That's also not called flagrant, because it's the Pshat is this. It's not that there's a Diraisa here that I'm ignoring. I never let the Diraisa come out. So the Chacham said that, and it's a Peldik Achidish, says Rashi. Rashi says that it comes out, they're coming Balahatir Eshes Ish Amiskadeshes Bebia Beloy Get Min Atamazeh Velo Matzinu Zois Betalmid. So Rashi says never found such a thing. So what do the rabbis say? Here it is, we found it right here. Rashi says no such thing, but L'chayra, that's going to be pshat according to the Rambam.
I think it was in
Kedushin
that they said that Bia is just something that the
Rabbanan
said is not such a great way to have.
Rav man get a man demakadosh. It's for sure not a great way.
Right.
The question
that's
is,
so they said, they didn't say it. So some people
bring that as a kash on this. It only says Rav man get a man demakadosh. Why others say no? If he did a kedushin, why you man get a man demakadosh? If it's a kedushin, why are you giving him malchus? It must be that you made it not a kedushin. It's different ways of figuring out, but that's discussed over there. It is discussed. It sounds like he's just not happy with it, but it's a kedushin, or maybe not. He's manging because you did was not a kedushin. All you did was stam. If kedushin doesn't work, then you stam did a maisas nus, right? Boom. Okay. Al kolpanem rabbeisai. This is the chayra pshat of the rabbeisai. This is the pshat of the Rambam. Kedushin gedolim. What pshat? Tosfos here has a whole different mahalach. Tosfos' mahalach is with Hefker Bezdin Hefker, and Tosfos says Mois Matana. It's a whole different mahalach. I'd rather leave Tosfos. It's really in other sugyas, Tosfos in Baba Basra and Tosfos in Gittin, that Tosfos really goes into this, so we're going to leave that alone. Let's start the next Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ikada Amri, Amar Rava V'chein Le'inyin Gittin. Ikada Amri, Rava says, Gittin is the same as Cholo. What does that mean? It's Alex Rava Yeshon is begittin. Okay? Now, Tosfos says, how do we paskin? Tosfos says, how do we paskin, Rabbeisai? Like the Ika de Amri? Or do we paskin like the Lishna Kama? Says Tosfos, the Masli Ika de Amri, I'm Rabbi Chilin Yigitin. Pasek Rabbeinu Chananel, Kalishna Kama. We paskin Ein Oines Begitin. Vevi Raya Mitika Omer Stoma Hashas Bereish Hashaleach. He brings a Raya. The Gemara says Gabihuda Amale Iloin Asivna Tlos and Yom Lavigita. It's all case over there, and the Gemara discusses why should it be get, why not should not be get. Imishum Oynes Ain Oynes Begin. The Gemara there says matter of factly, if you're talking about Oynes, Ain Oynes Begin. It seems that the Gemara is assuming as a Pashtus Ain Oynes Begin. So how do we pass in Lishna Kama? The Chaynira says Tosfos, I agree. It makes sense to me also from our sugya. The liba de ika da ami have pircha mikol hani de maisisiata lishna kama. According to Lishna Basra, all those brises, mishnas we just brought, those members are all kashas. According to the first pshat of the Gemara, it was like trying to be a raya. Lo samchina hashinu dechiki, and we don't like to rely on like shvach haterutzim. It's terutzim, but it's shvach. V'kasha l'ri de masi geperek misha achsu. Bein Omer Harize Gitechem Meisi Mecholise. Bein Omer Imlo Amod Mecholise. Venofla Vais Onoshcha Nashos Oyochlari. The Lord have you get. Amod Yeshon is begitten. Says Tosis, I have another case that says Yeshon is begitten. What's that? A person says, "Or is a gitech imesi mecholi ze." Okay, so it says that me'achshav. Or is a gitech me'achshav imesi mecholi ze. And what happens? V'nafel of bayis onoshchay nachash ayoch le'ari. Gemara says, "Lo have a get." It must be a shinus begit.
Because
I know a title. Hold on a second. That's Tosis Kasha. Stira, the din of our sugya, ain't shinus begitin, to that sugya, ye shinus begitin. So now everybody say, I want to start over here. According to Rav Chaim, what's going on in our sugya? What's the sugya of ain't shinus begitin, ye shinus begitin?
Did he not do a
loy basi? His tonight was, im loy basi. So is it called, I did a loy basi or not? What's the Tanai over there? Or is it Gitech Im Macy? So what's the Shaila? If I did a Macy or I didn't do a Macy? That doesn't make any sense. Either way, he died, right? You want to say I didn't do a Maisa of Loibasi. So either way, he's not killing himself. We're not talking about that. Whether so it's a Shaila of if he dies or he doesn't die. So what Shaychus does that Sugya have to our Sugya?
Did he do a Maisa of Misa that he made a Tanayim?
He never does a Maisa of Misa. What does he mean, Maisa of Misa?
He's saying, Michoel is saying.
What does a Maisa of Misa mean? What does a Maisa of Misa mean?
The Choyli is killing him.
But that's not a Maisa of Misa. That's not a question of Oinus or not Oinus. That's a question of did he die from the Choyli? Did he not die from the Choyli? That's not what the Gemara is saying there. It's saying that it's not a question of he died from the sickness or not. That has nothing to do with Oinus. Then he wasn't a Kaima tonight. That's what Tosis says. You have to learn the Tosis. What we're saying over here is that somehow Oinus plays a role. When does it play a role? Yeah. This tonight is not something he's doing. It's a question of he's dying or is he not dying. So anyway, it's not his Maisa. So the Chayra Taisis doesn't go like Rav Chaim, which is okay, Rabbi said, because if we said in the previous Sugya, Taisis is going like the Ran. The Sugya of the Ran is, when a person says something, what is he thinking? It's all a question of getting into his mindset. So over here he says, it makes me choyli zeh. Was he thinking he's going to have a house fall on his head? Was he really thinking that? He wasn't thinking that. So therefore, over here, it's the same type of sugya, yesh, einus, or ein einus. Rabbi Yisai have a different kasha. This kasha, Korban Asanel asks, which is as follows. Rabbi Yisai, do we say a klal of ein einus begin when it comes to Misa? When it comes to Misa, we saw einus begin by chola a lot. Previously, chola hu, chalsehi, pirsanida, chenli, and get. What about benageda Misa? Do we say yesh, do we apply the takana of Ein Oinus Begitten by Misa? We had a Tosfos on the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Tosfos says that being that Misa is Kala Islay, Misa has a call, therefore there's no reason to make a Takana of Ein Oinus Begitten because no Tznus, no Prutzus. So Frek the Korban Tzadok said, what's Tosfos asking over here? What's Tosfos Kasha? There's nothing, there's no Takana over here, for sure there's no Takana. Hashem, hopefully we'll try to finish that and more. Hashem, so I really want to start the next sugya. So it could be tomorrow we're going to start the next sugya, but we're just going to try to do a sikkum on this sugya to make sure that everyone has this club. We'll see.